Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulihil karim ma ba'd. An Abi Hurairah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala: Qila ya Rasulullah, man akramun nas? Qala atqahum. Faqalu laysa an hadha nas'aluk. Qala fa Yusuf nabiyullah ibn nabiyillah ibn nabiyillah ibn khalilillah. Qalu laysa an hadha nas'aluk. Qala fa an ma'adni al-arab tas'aluni خيار في الجاهلية خيار في الإسلام إذا فقه متفق عليه. Continuing with the discussion on taqwa, the first of the ahadith which Imam Nawawi rahimullah includes in this chapter is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that on one occasion it was said, or this question was posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man akramun nas, who is the most honored of all mankind, of all people? To this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and he said, atqahum, the one who has the most taqwa, will his status will be the highest amongst the whole of humanity. The hadith continues, but just stopping at this point, we learn one very important principle. We find that we are living in a society or in an age or period where people, in our hearts, we form ideas about the honor or the respect or the status that we accord to individuals. More often than not, this is based on the person's finance. In other words, whether the person is rich or poor, accordingly, we give a certain regard or certain status we accord to that person. Some people have this idea, they class people on the basis of the person's color, or the person's language, or the person's lineage, or the person's background, or the person's appearance. One important principle we learn from this response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah ta'ala does not honor people on the basis of lineage, or social standing, or wealth, or outer appearance. The hadith is absolutely clear. Inna Allah ta'ala لا ينظر إلى صوركم ولا إلى أموالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم. That Allah Ta'ala does not look at your appearance, nor does Allah Ta'ala look at your finance or how much wealth you have. Allah Ta'ala looks at your a'mal, and Allah looks at your heart. The ayat of the Quran also, before I mention that ayat, to such an extent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized this point, that remove prejudice from the heart. Stop classing people on the basis of someone is rich, someone is poor, someone is black, someone is white. The hadith, there are so many ahadith which reiterate this point. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-muslimuna ikhwa, la fadla li ahad ala ahad illa bit taqwa. He said, every Muslim is a brother to the next Muslim. There is no virtue or distinction given to one over the other, except on the basis of taqwa. In other words, Islam does not allot superficial status. What is outside in the sight of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not carry any value. What is of value is what is inside. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum banu Adam, wa Adam khuliqa min turab, wa la yantahayanna qawmun." يَفْخُرُونَ بِعَبَائِهِمْ أَوْلَ يَكُونَنَّ أَهْوَنْ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْجُعْلَانِ. Look at this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, every one of you is the son of Adam alayhi salam. And Adam alayhi salam was made from sand. He said, desist from this idea of having fakhr and pride on the basis of your lineage, which family you come from, which social background you come from. If you will continue to do this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your value in the sight of Allah will be worse than insects. The word is found in the hadith, ju'lan. One translation of ju'lan, ulama give, is that it is a worm that is found in feces and filth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who will continue to have this idea, pride in the heart on the basis of your lineage, on the basis of your color, etc., your value, ahwan ala Allah, will be lower in the sight of Allah Ta'ala than this worm or than this insect that is found in filth. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that undur innaka lasta bi khayr min ahmar wala aswad illa an tafdhulahu bit taqwa. He said, oh Abu Dharr, be careful, listen to what I'm saying. There is no basis of distinction in Islam on the fact that you are white or red or black or on the color of your skin. There is only one basis in the sight of Allah that a person will get honor or distinction, and that is taqwa. So a Muslim has to develop this quality of taqwa. On the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time for azan had come. The first azan of Islam to be called out now that Makkah has been conquered. This was a position of great prestige and honor, and everyone aspired for it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What was his background? Abyssinian slave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to climb onto the Kaaba and call out the azan. So Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu climbed onto the Kaaba and he began calling out Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. There were Muslims and non-Muslims that time present in Makkah Mukarramah. A lot of the Quraysh etc. had not yet accepted Islam. So right at the back of the Haram, a few of the Kuffar of that time, they got together. Amongst them was Attab bin Usayd bin Abil Is. Later on he became a Muslim. Likewise, Harith bin Hisham. He also became a Muslim later on. Likewise, Abu Sufyan. So what did Attab say? They started a conversation, whispering to themselves. Attab said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi qabadha abi hatta la yara hadha al-yawm. He says, It is very, very fortunate. I praise Allah that he took my father away. In other words, my father died before he could see a day like this, a day that a black man is standing on the Kaaba and calling out the azan. Haris bin Hisham, he said, Ma wajada Muhammad ghayra hadhal ghrabil aswad muadzina. That couldn't Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam find anybody else besides this black crow to call out the azan. This was the type of racism that was present at that time. These were disbelievers. Abu Sufyan had not yet accepted Islam. He also, they asked him, what is your opinion? But the seeds of Islam had already started to gender in his heart, to form in his heart. So what did he say? إِنِّي لَا أَقُولُ شَيْئًا أَخَافُ أَنْ يُخْبَرَ بِي رَبُّ السَّمَاءِ. He also had the remnants of racism, but he said, I'm not going to comment anything because I fear that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be informed about what I say. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will inform him. Already, Abu Sufyan was leaning towards Islam at that point. Nevertheless, this conversation took place. Attab bin Usayd, fortunate is my that my Allah Ta'ala took my father away before this day that the black man calls out the azan on the Kaaba. Haris bin Hisham, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't find anybody besides this black crow to call out the azan. Comments like that. Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informs him of this entire conversation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on that occasion, the verse of the Quran is revealed. The verse that I had alluded to earlier. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends for these three people. And he addresses them. And he said that you said this, you said this, you said this. And then he recited the verse of the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, O people, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرِ وَأُنْثَى. We made you male and female. Every one of you, your parents are the same. Adam and Hawa alayhimu salam. Every one of you are the children of Adam and Hawa alayhi salam. You have been categorized into male and female, clans and tribes and families, لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you recognize one another. This is not a basis of distinction or honor of one over the other. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honored amongst you is the one who has the most taqwa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah is the one that knows what is in the heart of every person. And this verse is recited in front of them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions to them the conversation which in secret took place between them. Straight away, Attab bin Usayd addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was only 21 years old, a youngster at that time. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. I accept Islam. He says, no one besides Allah could have known of that conversation that took place. The fact that you are able to tell as what we said, makes it clear to me that you are the Nabi of Allah. And thereafter he makes such a tawbah from racism, from whatever ideas of jahiliyyah that he had in him, that Allah Ta'ala reveals upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the sincerity of the tawbah and the iman of Attab bin Usayd. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam there and then appoints Attab bin Usayd as the governor of Makkah. 21 years of age. And he remained the governor through whatever remained of the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he passed away on the same day that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. So coming back to the point, my respected brothers, we find that Islam came to break down every form of racial prejudice that is found. And this is something that we have to take out of us. This idea or this concept that one has some virtue over the other on the basis of superficial things, what is outside. Question is put to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man akramun nas, who is the most honored of people? What is the answer in the sight of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There is only one basis of distinction and honor, and that is taqwa. Develop taqwa, develop this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that basis will be your distinction and honor in the sight of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq subhanahu wa ta'ala.